Simon & Schuster Audio presents Heat Wave, written by Victor Justin and read by Joe Eyre.
Oscar is dead because I watched him die and did nothing. He was strangled by the ropes of a swing, like one of those children you read about in newspapers. But Oscar was not a child. At 17, you don't die like that by accident. You tie the rope around your neck because you want to feel something. Maybe he was trying to find a new form of pleasure. After all, that was what we were here for, the pleasure. Anyway, I did nothing. Everything stemmed from that. It was the last Friday in August. Late at night, the campsite was sleeping. The only ones still up were the teenagers on the beach. I was 17 too, but I wasn't with them. I was trying to sleep, and their music was keeping me awake. It reached me from the dune, along with the sounds of the waves and their laughter. When it stopped, I could hear my parents moving around in their tent. I was restless. I could feel stones under my inflatable mattress. The sand stuck to my skin. Sometimes I would start to fall asleep, and then someone on the beach would yell. It was a sort of fierce joy directed against me, a wild, pulsing dance around my tent. I was exhausted. One more day, and the vacation would be over. That night I decided to get up and go for a walk outside. All was calm on this side of the dune. The tents and the bungalows were lost in shadows. The only light came from the condom vending machine. "Protect yourself," it said, though what it really meant was, "Do it." Every night, proud and ashamed, the teenagers would buy some. Buying a condom was already like doing it a little bit. Often it would end up as a balloon, burst in the air like a dying hope. I knew all the colours of that campsite. For 2 weeks, I'd been roaming its paths aimlessly, killing time. I'd gone to all the parties. I'd made an effort. And every night after a few drinks, I'd walked away, pretending to go to the bar for another beer, then walking along the shore and returning unseen to my tent. But I hardly slept. The music didn't stop. I felt like there was something lodged in my chest that kept me up until...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?